You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the number one Chevrolet dealer in Canada since 2015, based on Dealer Raider's customer review site. Stop in, say hi. Right now, 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles. That's Lakewood Chev.
Let's talk a little, let's get to our breaking news, because it's going on right now, brought to you by ProAmSports.ca. For all your Esks gear, jerseys, tees, signed and unsigned memorabilia, go to ProAmSports.ca today. Get all of yours. Jays and the Red Sox in a slugfest right now in the bottom of the seventh. Toronto leading 7-6. And I think they just, Bogaerts just struck out. So now we're going to the top of the eighth, as we are joined by Andrew Stout from BlueJaysNation.com. And when it was 7-3, I was like, oh, Jays might win. But, hey, you can never count out Boston. And the Jays, I guess, yesterday, they used up all their great relief pitching.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, especially Boston in that park. No lead is safe. It's a cliche, but it is one for a reason. And Pedroia with the home run there. To pull them within one is making this a bit of a nervous game, if you still think that the Blue Jays are in it, I guess.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I look at the Jays, and I don't see how they're realistically in it. I understand the number of 5.5, and baseball, with the addition of the two wild cards, it's made people think that, oh, there's still a chance. And sure, there's a chance, but it's a pretty small chance.
Yeah, it is. You know, the Aaron Sanchez blister thing is really, I think, become an issue. Obviously, it's been all season, but it looked like he was back, and he really went and worked hard and got it right, and they were trying to really do right by it, and then last night he leaves the game because of the blister issue again. And so if he misses more time, I mean, that's really tough, because you're losing maybe your best pitcher last year for sure, at a time when, you know, Francisco Liriano was not good again today. Marco Estrada is still struggling to find himself. So I think I saw somebody quote today, the Jays' run differential is 300 runs below where it was in 2015, which is astounding, considering that the team is not all that different. But, you know, they just have not been playing well. It's not a situation like 2015, where the record didn't quite reflect how good they were over the first 4 months of the season, which is why they bet big and made all those trades. This season, the record probably does reflect where they're at.
Yeah. Now, as they get close, like Josh Donaldson today, I think, was like his first extra base hit in over 2 weeks. And I know that, you know what, he's had some injuries early on this season. You mentioned the blister ongoing injury with Sanchez. But Donaldson, because of the kind of injuries he's had year after year to the same area, a trade during this season would be hard, because you're probably not going to get the return that you might get in the offseason. But do you think, like, Tulowitzki's age and everything else, like, the Jays are a pretty old team. Like, would it be wise for them to look to retool and get younger? Because I know baseball, it's, you know, every sport gets quicker and faster, and the Jays are a little bit slow.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you watch Kendrys Morales run around out there. He has run in air quotes. That's another guy, and you know, it's a whole team, and it is a team that is going to have to get younger eventually. I mean, Tulowitzki, I don't know if there's much you can do about it right now. He's still, the metrics haven't liked him that much this year, but he was still an outstanding defender at shortstop last year. I don't know if the injuries or it's just a matter of chance that has really sunk his defensive metric numbers this year. But he's a guy, you know, you have to go forward with him anyway, because I think they still owe him about $60 million. And Donaldson is a guy, you know, that third base is going to get younger most likely, just with he's not by choice of the Blue Jays, because Donaldson's a free agent at the end of next year. I don't know about trading him. I don't know about trading him right now. I don't know if they're going to consider it in the winter, but it is an interesting decision whether to do it right away or to do it in the winter. You would probably get a bigger market for him in the winter just because he's such a big piece and is going to require so much coming back. And you'd like other teams would have the opportunity to move pieces around on their roster to accommodate bringing in Josh Donaldson. So, you know, maybe a team that already has a third baseman who's okay would be looking at a guy like that. And maybe you would have the market be a little bit better in that sense. But I don't think the Blue Jays are going to do that. I think they're looking forward to 2018. I've been writing recently. I wrote a piece yesterday about you know, I think maybe their big rebuild pieces are guys like Stroman and Sanchez and Osuna, as much as Jays fans don't want to hear that, and that, you know, next year will really be the test. I think they can cobble together a contending roster for 2018, or a roster that sort of like this one looks like it could be okay if everything breaks their way, and, you know, maybe they get to the trade deadline in a position to make some reinforcements, and then they can look like a pretty good team, or a decent enough team to get into the playoffs, and then give them, you know, give themselves a chance to win the World Series, because I think anyone who gets in can do that. But next year, if it goes south on them, those guys are going to be in interesting situations with just 2 years left, and with young help from the farm, not really all that close for them. So that might be where this is all headed. I kind of have that sense right now, but it's tough to read because the Jays are being a little bit quiet about it.
Well, it's interesting. I saw Buster Olney even had Roberto Osuna as one of the guys he thinks would get value because, A, you know, he's a great closer right now. And he said, well, a lot of closers, it can be a very volatile position, and suddenly you can go from good to bad very quickly. And I understand that premise. But on the other hand, you've had a team like the Yankees who basically were a dominant team because they had the best closer in the league for the longest time. So to me, it's risky to trade a guy because you think, well, he might blow up. Right? Because at this point, he hasn't.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think the closer thing is more that, you know, you're a team. A great closer is a luxury on a bad team that you maybe don't need. So if you're not going to be great for the next 3 years, if you're going to be sort of tooth and nail to get into the playoffs, maybe you look at what the Yankees got for Andrew Miller when they traded him to Cleveland last year and say, hey, if we can get something like that for Osuna, maybe we have to look into it. And Miller last year had 2+ years of control left, which is where Osuna will be next summer. So you can maybe start looking at those packages, looking at the numbers those guys have put up, and say maybe there's a similarity here. And I don't know. It's a package that has really helped us turn around the Yankees and turn around their farm system at least. And maybe that's something we'll see the Jays follow here in Toronto next year.
Quickly. How about now? You're obviously a diehard baseball guy. You watch all around it. Nolan Arenado had 3 dingers, 5 hits last night. You know, there's a lot of talk. Mike Trout, obviously, is great. He's on the best home run pace, even though he's injured, of his career, and Bryce Harper. But, man, the more I watch Arenado, the more I think this guy's got to be in the conversation of top 3 players in the game. And maybe right now, due to injuries to the other guys, he might be number one.
Yeah, I don't think that's unfair to say at all. Yeah, I mean, he's been spectacular there. You know, he's a guy, you know, you look at third base, especially with Josh Donaldson, if you're a Jays fan, and you see a lot of really great names around there. And I think for me, when you go down the list of the best players at that position, you know, Arenado has really moved up in the ranks over the course of the last year and over the course of this season. You know, there's always Machado, there's always Donaldson. And I think I saw something earlier in the year where I felt Donaldson was a little bit slighted by being put behind those guys. But you're right. I mean, Arenado's just been magnificent.
Oh, great. Anyway, speaking of magnificent, what about the Dodgers? Now, I know that you don't win the championship here, but this is a team that I think the last few years, it's safe to say they've underachieved based on their talent, their payroll, and everything else. And, you know, it's too bad. Imagine if Vin Scully was still calling the games and they had won 30 out of 34. Like, I could just imagine the pitchers that he would have been painting every night. But this team right now, like, they win for fun.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I mean, that's the thing, like you say, they've underachieved playoff thing. It's the Clayton Kershaw, can he pitch in October thing, which I kind of hate, because, you know, it's such a small sample of a guy's career who has been completely dominant, who is just, you know, head and shoulders, I think, above just about everybody else in the game. He's the best pitcher in baseball. He's fantastic. And yeah, he's had his struggles in October, and that's going to kind of hang over them as well as they're playing right now and as well as they could play in the regular season. They got to get it done in October to really get the respect. But yeah, to watch what they're doing through the grind of the season is pretty incredible.
Andrew, we'll let you get back to the game. A nail biter. Jays take it on the Red Sox. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, man. Thanks very much.
Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com.